Okay, welcome to Tifosi Talk. I'm your host, Carlo.
Mauro.
Frank.
Sverio.
Mike.
Max.
Okay. Silverstone?
What about it?
Did you guys like... first of all, did we like that track? You guys like this track?
Yeah.
It's been nice. It's always been the same track. They haven't changed it. You always did pretty good on that track.
Okay.
Except for today.
Okay. Did you guys like the competition at least this today? McLaren actually showing some pace.
Yeah.
Competition between the British boys.
Yeah, that was nice to see. I liked it.
Yeah, it was good, but the reason of this podcast is that we hate everybody else
except Ferrari. Exactly.
Well, we still have to talk about everybody, but anyway. So Verstappen's untouchable no matter what.
He complained about his tires.
Well,
yeah. I think he's in a planet of his own.
Is he really in a planet of his own?
Well, they seem to have no competition.
Did you watch the race?
I've never seen them
complain about the sun, the rain, and the wind. Today he's complaining about the wind because I don't think this guy
has any competition. There was 35-kilometer wind, there was 35-kilometer
wind. Okay, but he never complained.
No.
Now, because he has no competition...
Well, he had a little bit of competition.
Yeah, he has something else
to complain about.
So do we think that McLaren is their... Their actual speed for every other race?
No.
From here to the end of the season?
No. I want to ask you a question. What happened to Ferrari? I mean, Friday we were almost like...
They have one lap.
Okay, good. But
the race pace was as good as Mercedes.
Yesterday and today. Today they were like useless. They couldn't even pass.
Again, Friday they were off the pace. Everybody knows it. Even then, they knew they were off the pace.
They were at 134 point something.
0.9, where everybody else was at 134.
132, 133.
And they were doing 132 today.
Yeah.
Today.
So.
On new tires. After that, nothing.
On new tires.
Yeah.
No, but what I didn't like is why you bring in yellow and then back to yellow. And...
Who went back to yellow?
Then do you have two yellow?
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, Leclerc came in after to get the yellows back.
Yeah, because his white wasn't working anymore.
Yeah,
he had to.
But that's not the way it's working. He did only a few before a safety car. How many laps did he do?
Whatever. He still wasn't working.
The track was cold. That's why the white didn't work.
That's favored also the McLaren.
Yes.
But how can the track be cold? I mean, we're in the middle of the summer.
Yeah, but not in...
But England
is not the same.
It rained all night, practically.
Yeah, but...
It was cold.
There was no sun.
Yeah. And, okay, let's go to Ferrari. I didn't want to get to Ferrari right away, but anyway.
Why not?
Yeah.
So, what did they prove again today?
Nasser's not doing a good job.
That the right hand doesn't know what the left hand is doing. The right hand doesn't know what the left hand is doing anymore. I mean, it looks like they're always confused.
This race was strategy was good.
Last week, I agree with you, but this week.
Yeah, but it's not their fault if the tires don't work.
But you don't even take a gamble. You know, okay, let's try it. It doesn't work. Yeah, you're going to finish where you're going to finish, right? So
this is what I was trying to tell you is you start with the hard, okay, fine, that's good. Everybody else You started with the medium. Everybody else started with the medium. Then you want to go to the hard because you want to finish the race, right?
Yeah, you want to do one stop. Yeah.
But why didn't you do like Russell did? You take a chance on Leclerc since he's been more aggressive.
Russell was in a big plan.
I'm not talking about Russell. What I'm talking about is the Ferrari. Why didn't they go on reds?
He could have changed. Going to whites, he should
Which one? Saints was on reds. Where did he do?
Where was he in reds?
Oh. Yeah.
He was on yellow.
Yellow. He started with
yellow, and then he after safety he was on the reds.
Yeah, after the safety again, so they had to pit again. He was on whites.
They all had to pit again. What are you talking about? They all had to pit again.
I think that before the safety car there, I think one of them should have went on the red and take a chance.
How many pit stops are you going to do? 15?
Why?
Yeah, but the Pacific car, said nobody, nobody really...
On the safety car, they should have put somebody on the red.
They did.
Who?
Carlos.
Not after the pit, not on no. Safety car, he was on whites.
Yeah, in whites. He stayed on whites.
He stayed for 5-6 laps. I had 10 laps in, and then he goes, okay, you guys decide what you want to do. And they brought him in to put reds. And what did he do? Nothing.
Nothing. So that's because the reds were not going to work.
But now Leclerc, maybe he could have had a better...
Leclerc was a little slower than Sainz.
Okay.
I know. Either one, I don't know, something somewhere...
And the only reason Russell was on reds, because on Q2 he wasn't going to make it on yellows. That's why.
Whatever, it worked?
No.
Why not?
Well, it
worked.
Their race pace was good. Mercedes' race pace was good.
On this track.
On this track, yeah. I'm not saying anywhere else. On this track, I'm only talking about this track. Even McLaren, I'm almost sure that where are we going next? At Baku or whatever?
Is it in Vegas?
No, it's
Hungary.
Europe, Hungary, yeah.
Yeah, Hungary, okay. They're not going to be good. I could guarantee you that McLaren won't be there.
Well, after the race, they interviewed the technician there of and that's what he said. He said that this one will be good. Next race, I can't guarantee you.
I don't think this was just for
track, the weather, just everything was playing in their favor. That's all what it is.
The same thing that happened with Ferrari last week.
That's what it is. They're having a good.
So then the only one.
And that, one lap. They're good.
Then the only one that's already on top is some Red Bull.
Yeah,
he's
only one car
been all season.
One car, though.
I know.
The other car is not there.
The other car is you know.
It's not the other car; it's the driver.
Yeah, that's what I was coming about. You know, is this guy really all the way, really, really up there?
Did you hear what the?
This guy, know what he reminds me of? Like I told Frank, Barrichello.
Barrichello.
Yeah, when he was with Schumacher.
Okay. Those are that area.
But what?
Right?
Specific.
Schumacher would be first. Yeah, Schumacher would be first, then and Barrichello finished fifth.
Sixth or seventh.
You know that he's never went. They never did.
Not
went
everywhere.
To,
maybe did, one, two races, but
yeah, he never finished second best driver.
Well, with Schumacher. In the United States, when Barrichello beat Schumacher by a fraction of a second there.
So you made him a second driver.
No.
Okay, but whatever.
You think it would be equal to Schumacher because he beat him?
Okay.
No, I said. You said they never came in first and second.
In a driver's classification.
No,
Ferrari never did have two drivers up there since...
I think you're right.
Barrichello was
second. So
what?
But his own head honcho there, what's his name? Helmut Marko? What's his name? Helmut? Whatever.
The doctor.
Yeah. He even said there's no driver to replace him. So.
I didn't say
no. No, he said.
Him.
So he thinks he's the better driver of whatever's coming up. Do you understand?
Yeah.
So that's not a good sign for Red Bull. They don't have any junior coming up to say, okay, he'll take this place.
No, juniors they have.
They have. They're
He wouldn't say that if he had juniors coming up.
Yeah, but he maybe it's not. They're not ready for the Red Bull. Maybe they're for their second team.
Yeah, the AlphaTauri.
Yeah,
which is not going to be called that AlphaTauri anymore.
They're not.
Yeah. What are they going to be called?
Red Bull second team, I guess.
Yeah, like it used to be before.
It's going to be Red Bull something. Toro Rosso.
I think they're going to take it out of Italy.
Well, probably.
Most likely.
Probably. Anyway, it's going to be, what's his name, going to take his place, no? McKees over there, what's his name? The engineer now for...
Thank God he's leaving.
Yeah. So he's going to be going...
He's leaving after the Hungarian now.
Now. He left already. It's finished.
I would like to see the one who really I hate that not in the Ferrari team is the race strategist. Apart from that guy. I hate that guy. I hate. I don't know why. It seems to me like he doesn't know anything about racing, the way he presents himself. I don't know if it's really that or if it's only me that he thinks it that way.
I mean, I don't like the race engineers that call their drivers and say, okay, we're going to go to plan B. What do you think?
They do it for Norris. Norris.
Yeah. I don't care what they do with Norris. I'm talking about Ferrari.
Now he doesn't care.
No. I never cared. So, I mean, what's the driver? Who's the engineer? The driver or you? Yeah. And then the driver said, well, do whatever you want. That's nice.
Because it's the engineer.
No, it's the engineer. So why you ask the question? If I'm the engineer, do what I tell you and that's it.
No? Yeah, but that's not right, though.
Why?
Because who's driving the car? The engineer or the pilot?
Ferrari. If you are going to drive the car, then drive it properly or then don't drive it at all. Right? Your whole job is to bring that car 1 and 2. You can't bring it to 1 and 2?
No.
There's a reason why the car can't bring it to 1 and 2.
Yeah, because it's not adaptable to
the car. If you're telling me that the car is not adaptable, then you tell me, okay, I need this, this, this. If I give you this, 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 and you can't perform, then you're not the driver. Then I call the shot, not you.
That's because you hate Carlos Sainz. That's why.
And Leclerc, not just Carlos Sainz.
You should start hating Vasser.
Why should I start hating Vasser? Vasser brought the upgrades that they needed.
Oof.
Yeah.
What's he look at? You think that in Hungary the Ferrari is going to be good?
No. Yeah.
It's going to do exactly what they did in Austria.
Yeah, I think so too. It's almost like the same track. Except it's going to be warmer. Way warmer.
Maybe. Maybe not.
No, it's going to be warm.
Then McLaren won't even be there.
And Mercedes. It's crazy.
Okay, Max, you have something to say? And don't say no.
I'm listening. There's not much I can add. It's just, I don't know.
I didn't hear nothing. It's
way out of everyone's seat.
Okay, Max, talking to the phone. I can't hear you.
I think Ferrari's going backwards instead of forward. Yeah, they're now like the fifth, not even the fourth.
Nah. Well, that's like you said, we're arguing about only this race, maybe. Maybe next race will be a little bit better. No?
No. Yeah, I don't think so.
At all. You can't even beat anybody.
We can hardly hear you, man. We could hardly hear you, Max.
It takes a long time to pass everybody.
Yeah.
Something's wrong with our DRS, though, and the Ferrari, because they go behind any car and they can't seem to pass them. Why? Red Bull goes behind, next lap.
Forget about the Red Bull.
But even Hamilton, the same thing. I mean, Mercedes, the same thing. Ferrari's, you can't seem to pass.
Leclerc, there was like a train. Okay, there's four people in front of him that had the same.
Yeah, but that was at the end. Before that, there was nothing.
At the beginning was nothing.
The beginning, who do you have in front of him? No one.
Piastri.
It was 3 minutes before.
Whatever.
Piastri was about four seconds ahead.
But even the other guy, Russell.
Okay, he had nobody in front of him.
Yeah, nobody.
That's what I just said. How are you going to use your DRS if you have no one in front of him?
Mauro.
What?
He was behind Russell and he couldn't pass Russell. Okay, he tried a few times.
Because he had a faster car, he had to change his tires. You didn't see that?
But with the DRS, you're supposed to pass.
If you don't have tires, what are you going to pass?
Okay, all right. So we don't have tires.
Okay, so in other words, we're saying what? That the Ferrari is...
Had problems with the tires today.
Okay.
Yeah, it's true.
But we know that from the beginning.
Eh?
We know that from the beginning.
So how are you going to win a race or be second best if Vassar's updates are not good? No, how are you going to compete?
It's not the updates. To me, I think just the track wasn't there for them. It was a very cool track.
And for you, it's only Vassar, right?
Yeah. And the driver. Yeah, he's the last. Binotto, remember what was he to say?
Where?
Well, he's the guy that he's supposed to say yes or no. Uh-huh. While he's the guy that's supposed to say yes or no. Uh-huh.
But the drivers
stupid.
Are not doing anything.
He's too soon. Now this year's drivers. Last year, same race drivers as last year, but uh-huh. You kept on Binotto was his fault.
Because it was.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But this year, no. Vassar is okay.
Because this
Vassar,
year...
Vassar brings in the updates for Miami, which they never got, right?
Right.
And they say, then next race, they have updates, but don't expect nothing.
Yeah.
That this is Vassar's stupidity.
But yet they're a second faster than what they started.
When the Italian commentator says, or you think you're going to be on the podium? What did he answer? Maybe you guys didn't hear that. He answered that, we don't know. How can you, as a team member.
And why, did Binotto ever say that they were going to be one and two? Ever?
This is the whole discussion
that we're having. No, don't change the topic. We're talking about this now, right? So he's trying to insult me about Binotto, and I'm just trying to say Vassar brought 1 second faster this car than last year. What did Binotto do? Nothing.
It was Binotto's upgrades.
Oh, yes.
But for the 23.
Get out of here. Yeah, because we're still on the old technology. Okay. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Wait. Let's bring the old technology back. Yes. Let's bring the V8 back. No.
I hope so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or V12.
Oh, yeah. Even bring better. The V12. Yeah. With turbo too.
Turbo.
No turbo.
Let's put 12 turbos on it too. Let's see if that'll be too red.
Well, I don't know. Ask Vassar.
Yeah. Maybe we should ask Vassar.
Well, certainly somebody's at fault over here.
Vassar.
Okay,
and the drivers and the team.
I said all the everybody's at fault because
nobody knows what they're doing.
Saying before, okay. You have two drivers. I will put one of them on a different strategy.
Wait,
if both strategies are not working, one of them has to move.
So who has to take this?
And wait a second, why did Saints finish 10th? Because of Vassar's mistake, or was it his mistake?
Oh, it's always his mistake.
No, he wasn't trying to defend. Instead of trying to let me let him go because he's faster than me anyway. Just let him go. No, let me make a mistake and finish 3 positions lower. Right? Yeah, that's great. Great job, Saints. Great job. Great driver he is.
Look, it's a gamble. Either you win or you lose.
Which they always lose. So there you go.
It's still a gamble.
They're always losing. It's funny.
Somehow or another.
Somewhere along the line, if I get the Verstappen in that car, he's going to win the race. That's funny. How come?
Well, that's normal.
Oh, it's normal.
Okay. It's Verstappen. Mm. You get the
fastest
car.
Because I think that when...
it's never the...
Lando there beat him on the start. I didn't see his face. I didn't even see his comment or anything. But he's just...
Let him go.
Yeah.
I'm going to get him later.
Just, okay, enjoy it for the 2 laps. After that, you're going to pay the price.
Imagine, even Tanya said, well, you hear the crowd at least for once. You know what I mean? And then she said, of course they hear the crowd because he's letting them go. Then he's going to catch them later on.
I don't think he was even.
He's going to catch them later on. No, because he knew he had the faster car.
Well, once the DRS went on.
the only weakness Red Bull has is when they have crosswinds. Yeah, notice he's always complaining about the wind.
Yeah.
So hopefully they have more
crosswinds.
But
this step to knock him out.
No, but I'm just saying this is how well balanced that car is.
Yeah.
That's why, like I said, their DRS is super fast because the car is well balanced.
It's on rails.
It doesn't
on rails. You heard that today?
No, I heard it a long time ago when Schumacher.
When Schumacher was on.
Okay, Max, you were saying something.
No.
He said no.
You guys heard him?
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't hear him. Okay.
No, I have nothing to say.
Okay, speaking to your phone.
I am.
It can't be cooking and doing the spot time.
I'm not cooking anything.
Okay.
Washing dishes.
You order out.
I didn't really hear you a lot.
Can you hear me now?
No. Lift your volume or something, or take your mute off or something.
I'm going to leave.
Where are we?
Okay.
Is it true that you order from Chinese today?
Chicken in China?
No.
Yeah.
All right. So, where were we at? No. We were talking about Vassar and...
Vassar. It's got to go.
Yeah. Vassar's got to go. Yeah. Drivers have to go too.
Yeah.
So engineers have to go too.
We can show them we build the whole thing.
Yeah. No, I just said Vassar. Yeah. You're nice, the one that says the drivers have
to go. Yeah. So you want the pit guy to leave too? The pit crew? I think they're okay.
If they have to.
Yeah, but the crew's good. I don't know about the leaders, but the crew is good.
I find that Hamba, what do you call it?
Okay, Mercedes so then, the best crew. Talking about the glitches of the Ferrari and Leclerc there didn't practice at all
electrical.
In the second.
The electrical wiring wire. There, yeah.
Then you had the Haas twice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Haas twice
and blowout.
Alfa Romeo.
And Alfa Romeo.
Yeah. That's not good for Ferrari.
No?
Yeah, that's not good for Ferrari.
But it's not just for Ferrari. It's that everybody had upgrades and everybody had problems. It's like, for instance, remember Sargent?
It's just a Ferrari engine, though.
Sargent, for instance, at one of his free practices, he was feeling a lot of heat on his left hand.
Oh. I don't care about Sargent really, Williams.
No, I just say that everybody had upgrades and everybody had problems with their cars.
No, this is...
Norris didn't have a problem.
With the motor.
With the exception of Norris. Wow, McLaren were on fire. I'm so happy for Norris.
Mercedes did the same.
Anyways, today they seem to
Well, let's just hope Ferrari doesn't have those problems coming up.
Well, they had. I mean, what was the problem?
Electrical, they changed the whole thing. So, what do you want to do?
They had no choice.
What's with the curfew?
You're not allowed.
It's been around forever. Who knows?
Yeah.
Yeah, but...
You're not allowed to go
now
to
you
a
noticed.
Certain point.
No, I know that if it's because I didn't know that they would get penalized.
No, they didn't.
I know, but I'm mentioning it.
But next time they will.
Yeah.
If they get caught again, they will.
But they like
what? They have to be like little babies? They have to go to sleep at 9?
You're not allowed to go touch the car, Mike.
But that's part not for me. That.
Yeah, of course it is.
That's part for me.
Yeah, well, part for me. You're not allowed to be there. Part for me. You know, Pat Fermé,
yes,
French, Quebec, you know.
But you're allowed to have a drink.
I understand that. But who was there?
One of the engineers.
And Leclerc's car wasn't in Pat Fermé.
Yes, it was.
Why? It didn't go on the track.
Doesn't matter. He's still in Pat Fermé. They close off everything once you're there.
You can't touch no cars, regardless if they're...
Either it's working or not. Too bad.
One of the engineers picked up a chick and he wanted to show her around, you know, just to get the extra bonus points at the end of the night.
I doubt that that's what he did, but yeah. I think he was going to fix something on the car, but anyway.
I don't think they scored. Anyways. Look, what I still don't get, okay, is why in such a same track, okay, it was the same condition. It was wet, it was cold, you end up being what, 2,200
and then in the long it's one lap,
yes, I know, but you still have the same condition, the coldness of the tires, everything else, you're able to do one lap, and then you can't even do one lap at a high speed race.
He did.
Ooh.
He got the one of the fastest laps, Saints.
Yeah, but the other guy didn't.
You have to talk to head honcho here to tell him start driving or something.
Well, he doesn't like Leclerc either.
It's not that he really is in love with him.
First of all, I don't like French drivers.
Guess you don't.
There's something about them, eh? There's something.
Yeah,
about
they always crash.
Well,
ever notice?
Saints do.
That's
so
because the car
Spanish
broke.
Spanish drivers, same thing?
That's because the car broke.
Bad to say, but I mean, German's drivers are better than everybody else.
Well, relax, not all German drivers.
Schumacher didn't make
there's
it.
There's some English drivers that are
Schumacher didn't make it.
So. Schumacher who?
And right now,
Ralf Schumacher.
Netherlands.
The son.
Oh, his son, okay.
Mick
Schumacher, yeah, he has no point. He didn't make it either. Yeah, but he's not German. He's American, no?
He's got a German name, but he's born in some other places.
In Switzerland, I think he's born.
It's a big deal. He still comes from the father. Oh.
Anyways, about Sainz fastest lap, as you make a reference to, was that the second practice you're talking about?
No.
Because there is race. Second place.
It was the race that you didn't see.
It was qualifying.
Talking about qualifying, where he can't bring. This is what I don't get, you know, same tires, same conditions.
Wait a minute, it's 1 minute in. And plus, wait a second, it wasn't same conditions, first of all, because the track was super dry. It's just, the temperature wasn't as cold.
It's cold. It was cold.
But something was wrong with the Ferrari today.
Yeah.
It was either the tires. No, it was either the tires.
That's third.
The tires. That's what I'm saying. They weren't able to beat up the tires.
I think that was the problem.
They weren't able to beat up the tires.
Thank you.
But the tires is the same problem for everybody. Sorry, Frank.
No, it's not.
No.
It goes with your
Red
aerodynamics.
Bull goes like this. Boom, bing, bang.
McLaren.
McLaren
heat up very fast.
At this track. Was it
a hard tire, yeah. But not the
medium,
it took them a while.
McLaren was, last year, was did well in Austria and did well in Silverstone.
And when that's it, yeah. And after that.
After that, they lost.
After that, they're in
because,
the back.
Ricardo's not there.
Reporter spoke to Alonso. Alonso says it's just these two tracks because last year was the same shit.
But Aston Martin is not doing well.
No.
No, but they said maybe. Either they went backwards on their,
I don't think so.
On their upgrades, or they still have.
What I heard, they didn't bring any upgrades.
No, the last before Montreal.
The one before.
Before Montreal.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They haven't brought
any upgrades.
But from the upgrades up to now, Ferrari is supposed to have the best upgrades.
I don't know. No, up to now it's McLaren.
No, because this is Silverstone is their track. It's not because...
Yeah, but they changed the whole car.
Watch this. Watch next race where it's going to be.
Who?
McLaren.
Yeah, but it's track to track, right?
Exactly.
Okay, so next race, even Ferrari is going to be up. The next race where it's going to be fast, they're not going to be there.
We'll see. We don't know.
They say though all the teams. It's the Dutch Grand Prix. After that, no one's going to bring in upgrades.
Who said?
They said the majority of the teams. That's what they said.
They have already the upgrades in the pipeline, but it's not that. You know what I mean? It's already there. Okay. We're not going to bring them, but they're there. Already, okay. They're in. This is our next step. This is our next step. This is our next step.
Zach Brown said after.
There's no upgrades, no more.
They changed the whole car already. They have nothing else to. They have no more budget.
So you mean to tell me that in Hungary, they're probably going to be fifth or sixth or seventh, okay? And they're going to contend with that.
Who's this? Now we're talking about
McLaren.
Yeah. At least their upgrade can brought them up to there. Before they were fighting for 9th and 10th. So now they're 8th and 7th and 8th or 6th and 7th. Yeah. How much more do you want them to advance? They're not going to be number 1.
No, they're not going to be number 1. They're not going to be number 2. They're not going to be number 3. But at least they'll be number 4.
You can't be number 4 if Mercedes is there.
No, they could beat Mercedes.
They're not going
to beat Mercedes. That's what I'm trying to say. It's because Zach Brown says, okay, there's no more... So you're settling for after Mercedes then?
You have no choice because you have no more money to do anything.
You're going to be a sixth place team all the way down to the end of the season.
You can tell me Mercedes have more money still?
Of course. They brought in small pieces. They didn't bring anything. Like I told you, McLaren brought in everything almost. Everything brand new. Even the cover of the engine is new. So,
it's the same colors. It's the same stupid color.
It's not the color or the paint that changes the car.
Yeah, it does. Williams, they got a new paint job after celebrating their 800th race.
Okay.
And Albon did great. Sargeant did great.
Yeah, that changed the...
And McLaren. McLaren changed
Albon. I'll tell you what changed Albon. You want to know what changed Albon?
What's up,
is that Ferrari went to talk to him to be take Sainz's place. That's what changed Albon. That's what. That's why he's performing. To so say, yeah, okay, yeah. If I perform now, Ferrari's going to
come. So it's going to be Hamilton and Albon next year?
I hope.
You make it seem like it's that.
I hope both drivers leave. I'd be happy.
I hope they throw out more Russell.
Vassar?
Russell.
What do you care?
What do you care? What do you care about Russell?
What do you care about Russell?
Because he's always making accidents.
And always complain, about other drivers that he should be looking at himself instead.
Why? I don't drive.
No, not you. Russell.
Oh.
Yeah, I know. He's always saying, hey, you went out of the line.
He's stopping on the brake. He's stopping on the brake.
That was dirty, though.
No, it was legal.
Yeah.
That's why it was legal.
Yeah, so?
No, you're allowed. He moved to block him, and then he took his curve. Too bad.
That's the guy hits him in the back. Good. Both of them are
that's good.
That's his problem.
No, I know.
But how many times
next time he won't do it again?
So what did he say? So why did the commentator say, that was a little nasty?
Because he's British.
On which?
Yeah.
And that,
not on because Italian they're TV, British. On Italian TV, they said it's totally legal what he did. Yeah. So,
who said that?
The guy's on the Italian TV.
Yeah, but even if
not in English.
English, there you go. English. Because he's British, obviously.
No, it's because Russell's a crybaby. Right away, he gets on the phone.
Well, obviously.
Most on the radio.
But yeah, because it happened to him.
Yeah.
But listen, even if it's legal, it doesn't mean it cannot be nasty.
It wasn't nasty.
No, it wasn't just nasty.
It wasn't nasty.
Oh, I found that.
Well, Joey, was it nasty? Oh, he didn't watch it.
It wasn't nasty at all. If it was me, it would be. I'd be pushing him off the road.
Like he did to the others.
Exactly. Why should I be nice to him? Who is he?
He's the first team.
Three races ago.
If I was for
Mercedes.
No.
Yeah.
No. If I was for
it was just an argument.
Yeah, Mike. Okay. If I Mike. Was Leclerc and you're you were Mercedes Russell, guy. I would have pushed him completely off the track.
Yeah. Russell.
Completely.
Oh, is that? I went three.
Into
three
the
or
four,
wall. At Barcelona, he goes off the track. He does a
360.
360, while the other cars are coming.
Yeah, I know.
So that's not the,
that was more dangerous than anything
else. Hit by the back.
When he took off, what's his name, Zhang Wanchu there? What's his name?
The Chinese guy?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Ding Dong.
I remember when he met, what was it? Was it at Silverstone last year?
Yeah.
Where he made him flip, almost killed him.
Yes.
Whose fault was it? Russell?
Russell.
Who else is it?
They made a show. They showed that.
He said it was a mistake from Jin Wan Chu.
Just shoot. Tsunoda, I'm talking about Chinese,
Zhu Oriental.
Pluck. I don't know. Whatever Bing his bum. Name is.
Anyway. You have something to say?
They erased those comments from the...
There's not going to be any erasing.
No erasing.
This is
live.
The last one anyway.
It's live.
Why is that?
No place to do it.
What do you mean last one? I don't get it. This is the last show?
Yeah.
Ever?
Ever. And ever.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't get the memo.
But you were
you weren't here.
Oh.
Okay, that's not mailed yet.
Yeah.
Okay. Did you get that, Max?
Last yeah, one. I heard.
You heard?
Yeah, I heard.
Daddy hears.
Yeah. I don't know why, because you can't. They could come to my house. I don't know.
So Max, problem. Stop jumping up and down.
Yeah. I mean, we can also
anyway,
do
we'll
on
talk
a Monday
about
night because Mauro's not working now, so he could come.
Yeah, but I don't have a Monday night to come, so that's the whole point. And I have the equipment, so let's not talk about this.
Okay.
Well, look. The takeoff was good. I found that Lando Norris from second place, the way he took Hamilton on the first curve, I found that very impressive.
Hamilton.
Verstappen on the first curve to claim the first spot, I think was very good. And then unfortunately, McLaren. Unfortunately,
Red Bull
always has a DRS advantage, and that's how Verstappen was able to.
Really, you think it was just a DRS?
Just a DRS.
Go! We'll
really?
See
no,
you
no.
Really, you
Lando
think?
Norris
yeah,
was
you think?
He was nervous.
His dick was up. That guy was happy.
Yeah,
Lando Norris.
Yeah.
The guy was in first place.
For three laps, after
yeah.
that he said, I can't hold him back anymore, what do
obviously
we do?
Obviously not, because the guy hit him with the DRS after.
It's not with the DRS.
It's not the DRS.
No, he left him 8 seconds behind. It's not like...
not like, you know?
Yeah, but still give credit to the kid that he got
yeah,
to.
Yeah,
no, he's very good. Or give credit to Verstappen for saying, okay, you ran your home race. Like,
the funny thing
take
is
take a
that,
couple of laps, go ahead.
The funny thing is that Lando Norris knew that he couldn't hold him back.
No.
You're right away.
At least says the truth, at least.
Yeah,
not like the
if he'd be discouraged like that, then Lando Norris could have said, oh, I could have been mid-pack, but the guy maintained his second position.
Yeah.
Zach Brown said, don't race Verstappen.
Red Bull. Yeah.
Don't race Verstappen. Your race is between a Ferrari and a Mercedes.
Where Ferrari was
don't
nowhere to
over
be
found. Verstappen. So, because there's no chance.
It's ironic that you mentioned that, because during the free practice, I found that Ferrari was very well. They were performing very well. And then all of a sudden,
I know,
it came
that's
to,
my question. I've said my question was that. The same tires. The same condition of temperature. And
that was qualifying.
Here,
no,
that
I think
was
qualified.
But they do good on qualifying. Not only one lap.
They got fourth and fifth.
They only do one lap. They don't do 17 laps.
On Friday, they don't do just one lap.
Okay, first of all, on Friday, they weren't good on long runs.
Yeah, they were doing 132. So what are you talking about, 134?
Yeah, 132.9 compared to 132.1 is not good. You're 8-tenths of a second off. I don't know if you know that.
But still,
per
Friday.
Lap.
But, what
yeah,
you
but
call
it? So that means that you're
it was only good. Hamilton that was doing good, not Russell.
I don't care about Hamilton. I'm talking about Red Bull right now.
Yeah,
well, forget about Red Bull. You're not going to beat Red Bull this
but
year.
But that's your thing to...
No, your thing now is like what Zach Brown says. You're not racing Red Bull. Red Bull's a couple of years ahead.
Are they really that far?
Yeah, they
Red
are
Bull
that far.
Technicians to come and work for
Maro.
So next year's car is going to be just as dominant.
Yeah.
Even more.
Oh, shut up, you.
No, they are going to be very dominant for next up to 2026.
Of course.
Well, you're talking about Mercedes not able to catch up.
Again.
So no, Mercedes not going to be able to catch up. So the only way Mercedes is going to be, is they're going to say Red Bull is cheating and this and that. That's the only way they're that's how Mercedes stopped Ferrari to catch up.
But they're not, they won't be able to do anything. Okay.
No,
you anything
think
else?
It's gonna be that dominant.
Yeah, you're. Yeah,
there is a way of doing it.
Remember when
they're mechanics.
Even at that, you're only gonna
remember when Ferrari was
2 years from now. So it makes
remember when Ferrari was behind.
And 2 years was the purpose.
How many years did it take?
Up? 2 years.
How many years did it take to catch up to them?
Who? A
few years.
98 was from 98 because even though.
96, huh?
No.
Who?
96, they weren't close to McLaren.
No.
First of all, it was Williams that had. Okay, 98, McLaren was about a second faster?
Faster, yeah.
Okay, because we had Ferrari at Schumacher, that's the only reason it was like even, right? In 1999, it was the same thing, then he broke his leg. But in 2000, there were still maybe 2-3 tenths. So that's already 3 years.
Yeah,
you're not. You won't be able to catch up. Catch up.
I know it takes time.
Eight tenths of a second in a year, especially now with the cap.
Yeah.
All right.
And your car has to be ready for the track.
As soon as you put it up.
Put it up on design before they used to be in a wind tunnel. This and that. Now it's all simulation and everything.
So there's a road, another 10 years before you catch up to these guys.
So your car off of your design has got to be
how
good right away.
Not so much for technology then, huh? If it takes that long to
No, it evolves every year.
It evolves, exactly. So
because when you bring in your upgrades, it has to be to the current technology that's provided at that moment. Or
okay.
Or that's been discussed.
Have anything else? That's it?
Yeah,
well, look, I think Hamilton got this high position when he was in third place. Mm-hmm. I think he got that only by chance when the safety car came out. He happened to be at the right place at the right time to be the first one to go in.
No, I think he drove a hell of a race, like always. And
That wasn't there because
no, it's when he came out of the pit.
He was going to go behind Leclerc.
Who?
If they would have brought him in, even at the safety car, they were saying, you have to stay out because or otherwise you're going to be behind Leclerc.
Yeah.
So that's far back. Because he was, what, in 12th place?
Yeah, and he worked his way up. So it was the same strategy that Ferrari
had. Leclerc was in 12th place. He was going to be behind him.
Yes, what I'm saying is that this is the similar strategy that Leclerc had in the last race, where do a one pit as opposed to a double pit, and then he was able to maintain his third place.
Well. Because their tires perform well here. Mm-hmm. They perform well. They heat up faster than Ferrari and everybody else. Me, what I was worrying about is the blowout with Magnussen.
Yeah, Magnussen.
Magnussen, whatever his name is.
Look, he had an engine failure in qualifying and one, and then his engine blew up in 32, lap 32.
Bottas was disqualified.
No, Bottas was electrical engine. Electrical thing, same thing as Leclerc.
Leclerc. And why was he disqualified?
And Hülkenberg was the same thing as Leclerc.
Yeah. This is a problem.
Yeah, it's Ferrari.
That's a problem with Ferrari. But why was Bottas disqualified?
I didn't hear anything.
But what's the difference?
I didn't read anything either.
What's the difference?
Where? In the race?
No, he was disqualified for doing something, I don't know, I didn't quite get it.
In the race?
No, before the
qualifying.
Race.
Oh, who cares? It's we're a race now.
But are we talking or we don't care?
Well, Alfa Romeo, really, I don't care. But you want to talk about it, go ahead.
We're talking about the Ferrari engine, we're not talking about
the Ferrari engine, we found out that it blew up.
Is Alfa Romeo still going to be under contract with...
No.
So who's going to supply them?
Audi, I guess.
And what about Haas? Who's going to supply them?
Trust all right. Haas is Haas.
They're going to stay with them? All right. Look, last third of the race, wasn't it disappointing that I had so much hope for Sainz, but in lap 44 and 45, the guy loses three positions.
Yeah.
In a matter of two laps. And I thought this guy was going to be number
half
one.
Half a second.
Half a second. Not even.
Can you believe that?
Yes.
He lost to Perez, he lost to Albon, and then he lost to Gasly. Out of all guys.
Then he lost to Leclerc.
Leclerc.
That's a great driver for you.
So, what happened to Sainz in this last third of the race? What happened?
My goodness, it splits.
The guy came out of a safety car pit. He had new tires, new everything.
Who's this?
Science.
Yeah.
What happened to this guy?
Hold on.
The guy lost three positions.
You know, once you slow down, hold on. Once you slow down to get back your speed, those guys already have their speed.
There no more.
So you go behind.
Shucks. If you wouldn't make that mistake, you would be still at the
top. I hate to repeat myself, but you had to watch the race to see that part.
But the thing is, if he wouldn't make a mistake, everything would be fine.
Ah, forget you and the mistake. You know what's the big mistake?
No, go tell me.
Signing for Ferrari. You know what's the biggest mistake? Having Vassar there.
Okay. done? On that note, are we done?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yes? Yep. Okay, ciao.
Bye. Ciao, Mauro. Bye, guys. Ciao.
Hey, listeners. I need to hear from you. We need to know how we're doing. So let us know on the Anchor app at Tifosi Talk or Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Stitcher, Radio Public, Spotify, Breaker, Pocket Cast, and even on Twitter at TifosiTalk1. You can leave us a voice message, comment, or even a review, or a tweet. Can't wait to hear from you. Thank you.